give up, throw in the towel, and forget about this and forget about that, but the Holy Spirit within us. Amen? So, hallelujah. I just want to invite my daughter up. It's my daughter, Tracy. Her real name is Tracy Lee. So I'm praying for this daughter of mine for like over 40 years. And boy, I tell you, we've gone through some things together. But, you know, when you put your faith in the living God, Jesus Christ, amen. He brings to pass the promises. God has promised us, me and my wife, you know. And I tell you, he's faithful. He is faithful, I tell you, you know. Amen. So I'm going to turn it over to her and let her share. And, we'll just see what the Holy Spirit does here this morning. Amen.
I'd just like to thank my parents for praying for me all these years. Thank you. Anyways, Dad wanted me to start at the beginning, so when I was two. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So I became a Christian January 1st, 2018. So that's an easy date to remember. So he's been softening my heart over the years, and I've just been fighting it and wanted to do it my way, but finally I came to the end of it, and I just said, you know, this is you. But it was January 1st, and I was drinking a lot. I was becoming an alcoholic. I could feel it. I was slipping. And I was watching a lot of movies. It was really cold after Christmas, so I was in the basement watching movies. And this one movie I was watching, it was called The Shack. I don't know if you've watched that. So the part, he goes back to the murder scene, and all of a sudden he's outside, he's standing on a path, and this man walks by. In my eyes, it looked like Jesus. And this is what I heard. I've been waiting for you. Come follow me. And that was it. That was it. Something hot and white was in my chest and exploded. And I said, take it all, God, because I'm at the end of Tracy. I can't do this anymore. I was so depressed. I was becoming an alcoholic. My family was just in an uproar, and it was just no peace in my family. But I can say now that we've had peace. I'm closer to my family now. And I... So thank you, God, for that. So after that, I'm a speed reader, so I read the Bible pretty quickly, and I basically was reading Genesis up until I think it was Samuel, and then I wanted to go to the end. That's how I read a book usually. I go beginning and then to the end, and I read Revelation, and then once I read that, I knew the world was in a bad place, and I was always scared, and I wanted to know more about it. So I went on YouTube, and I started watching some videos on Bible prophecy and some pastors, and it really opened my eyes big time. So I had two questions for God. The first question I had was, are we living in the end, God? Are you coming? Is this it? Is this it? Because they've been saying it for hundreds of years. Is this it? That's what I wanted to know. And I said, you got to make it plain, because I'm hard of hearing. So a couple days after I prayed, the words I got were, this is before I read these verses. I didn't know these verses were in the Bible. The words I got was, behold, I come on clouds, and look up, for your redemption draweth near. So verse, and then I was reading, and then he gave me this. It's amazing what the Bible can do. It just jumps at you. You know, it's alive. It's awesome. So then, the first verse I got was Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. I was like, whoa, okay, okay, I got it. And then the second verse I got was Revelation 1:7. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because. So I was like, wow. And that was my first experience where God was like, he's actually talking to me through the Bible, and it's living, it's breathing, it's amazing. So, so then my second question I had for God was, what is my purpose, God? I need to know what you want me to do. Where am I going with this? What should I do? So I prayed for about that. And then I write a lot of this stuff down in my Bible journal that I have at home. So I had this, it wasn't a dream. I don't know if it was a vision. It was a waking thing. I don't know. It was on a Monday night morning. My alarm clock went off. And I'm a kind of person that, when the alarm goes off, I'm awake. I'm instantly alert and coherent. And so anyways, my alarm went off. So I went to turn it off. I'm looking at it, and I could hear it in my head. It was not even going off. It wasn't even the right time. And I thought, okay, that was weird. And I could still hear it. And I'm like, it's going to wake everyone up. So what? Okay. So then I lay down. I go back to bed. Two nights later, again, it happened. And it goes off, and this time it was midnight, 12 midnight exactly. And I'm sure that has meaning, but I haven't figured it out yet. But anyways, it went off again, and I thought, am I going crazy? And then it was like, I don't know. Anyways, it went off, and I turned it off, and then I believe it was a couple days later, I got this verse again, Joel 2:1. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. I was just floored. I could not believe it. I'm like, here he is talking to me. And like, who am I? I was just overwhelmed. So with that all being said, I believe God wants me to tell everyone here. He has a warning. Revelation 3:3. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. So I think that means seeking him and praying and worship and just being in his presence and repent. Be repenting, you know, every day and looking for his return. You're supposed to be excited about this because I know I am. So, so that's my story and I'm sticking with it.
Great. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's a couple other things that she didn't mention that she told me. She had a vision. Probably, maybe, possibly a year before that, and so that vision. Remember the vision about on the mountain?
Yeah, I think that was part of God softening my heart. It was actually pretty profound. It was probably about a year and a half ago, and it was probably at our worst time in our family. I was just down and out, and he gave me this. I was the vision was I was on a mountaintop, and there was a whole bunch of other mountains below me, and I was standing on a ledge on this big mountain, and I know now it was Jesus. I didn't see his face, it was light, but he was giving me manna, and I just remember falling to my knees being so grateful, and I am so grateful.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, yeah, we just, you know, from the parent side of view, I tell you, we've gone through a lot. We've prayed and prayed for her and Jay, and now that they're serving the Lord, they're walking with the Lord, and my daughter's had this powerful experience. I tell you, it's just, it's overwhelming sometimes, you know, and just, I'm so grateful to you, Lord, so grateful. Thank you. Anyway, hallelujah. So we just continue to pray for our two remaining sons and my daughter in Saskatoon. And God has shared that with us, that they're going to be saved. As long as we're faithful and true to Him, God, there's nothing God won't do for us. There's absolutely nothing. You position yourself for God, and God is going to pour down from heaven upon your lives. Amen? And so, Stan, why don't you just come up and we'll pray and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for my daughter, our daughter, Lord God. Thank you for Tracy, Lord God, and that mountaintop, Lord God. I pray that you'll just continue to speak to her on the mountaintop. Give her that manna, Lord God, that manna that is from heaven, so that she can share with others, Lord God. Let this just be the beginning of what you have in store for her, Lord God. Days coming, Lord God, when you're going to use her mightily and profoundly, even as you're using her this morning, Lord God. God, we just believe in open doors for her to minister, Lord God, to speak the truth of your gospel, Lord God. And Holy Spirit, that you'll just watch over her, cover her with your blood, protect her, Lord God. And I just believe, Lord God, that this morning, as she's publicly declared you, Lord God, hallelujah, that heaven, God, that you're declaring her before the Father, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord God, we just pray protection over her and JoJo and the rest of the family, Lord God. Just cover them all with your blood, Lord God. And we thank you for this glorious opportunity to hear this testimony. Hallelujah. We give you thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.